Lines in general stink. Nobody wants to wait in line. But the TSA wait times, as they continue to grow and they continue to get worse, it's like one story after another in the news, right?
Mm. Yeah, I am waiting for the government to work this all out this week, Anna. The deadline is fast approaching. They have 6 days to get this thing wrapped up because this Sunday I'm getting on a flight and I don't want to wait for 4 hours. I don't even know if I could wait for 4 hours if I had to.
It's just in some airports. But so what's your situation?
Yeah. So the problem is with the airport that's near my house, it's a smaller airport. My flight is at like 6 a.m. And even though the doors are open 24 hours, you can walk in the front. You can't get your bags to go through security or anything like that because there's nobody at the TSA counter. There's nobody at the airline's counter at 4 or 4:30 in the morning. They show up at like 5.
That's crazy.
So if I've got 1 hour to get through security and get to my gate, no matter how small the airport is, and they're saying the lines are 4 to 7 hours, like, what do I do?
I don't know.
Do I sleep out the night before like I'm going to Def Leppard or something?
Well, yes. I don't think anybody's waiting outside for Def Leppard tickets anymore, Raven.
Well, that's sad.
Tower Records, like, lining up in the middle of the night.
I mean, I just, honestly, like, how do I tackle this problem?
You have to get there early and you have to wait. And you have to be the first person in line to get through TSA and just hope that it's not that bad. But why don't you get TSA pre-check? Because I don't think they're having those problems.
I have it. It's pending, right? So even
so you don't have it.
No, so well, that's the thing, is right. I don't have it right now. So Alicia's has already been approved and is all set. And of course, when you go there to TSA pre-check now, they want to sell you on clear at the same time because they're like, well, a third of people are already going through TSA pre-check. Well, I'll take being in the front third people of America flying and getting through a little bit faster instead of paying for this other program too. But here's the thing. Just like I've had any time I go to fill out any sort of government paperwork, there's like 4 people in my area that have a similar name.
And they probably all have criminal records like you do, too.
I mean, I'm not going to admit to anything on the program here. I'll plead the fifth on that. Yeah. But the fact is that I do believe some of these other people have had some incidents, problems, misunderstandings, however you want to categorize it.
That's how you know there's a criminal. You say misunderstandings. All right.
It doesn't matter if I give my social or if I give my middle name or anything like that. No matter what, whenever I'm trying to fill something out, it takes like 4 times as long as everybody else. So with the shutdown, I'm not even sure that there's anybody even looking through my stuff anyways.
It's my favorite thing to think about, that you go to the airport, you have to get there hours early because you have to wait in the TSA line while your wife Alicia goes through the pre-check, and she's just going to be sitting there having a coffee waiting for you to come through hours later.
Well, I mean, that's close to accurate. She's more of a screwdriver girl for getting on a plane. She doesn't fly all that well. And it's my birthday trip, so that would kind of be an issue.
That's what happens when you have a criminal record, Raven.
The truth is, though, I mean, if there was any place that I was going to be separated from my wife, getting on the plane, like if I saw her at the beginning of the flight and the end of it, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Yeah, I know. You don't like flying with her because she's a nervous flyer. You know what you should do? Tell Alicia that unfortunately, because of the TSA snafu and all the new government regulations and not being able to get your TSA pre-check, that your flight is 2 hours later than hers. You just book yourself on a different flight altogether.
Move my seat.
Right. Did you know that the Oscars could end in a tie? Looks like we all figured that out last night.
Who knew?
I know. So, last night, if you missed it, it was Best Live Action Short Film, and they get up to give the award out.
Yeah.
And the Oscar goes to... It's a tie. I'm not joking. It's actually a tie. So, everyone calm down. We're going to get through this. Focus up.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody relax.
You're right.
Everybody
Before you get rattled, all right, put on your actor faces and act like none of this is a big deal.
Hold on to your butt.
Let's go.
I'm calm down. So remain calm. I'm going to name one winner. They'll come up, accept their award, and then I'll come back and name another winner, and then they'll accept their award, okay?
That's wild.
Here we go.
Yeah.
One Oscar goes to The Singers.
Yay, Singers.
Yeah. Now, all I keep thinking about is, okay, if you're in this position, one, the whole time you're sitting there, if you're one of the other nominees, you're not listening. You're like, am I the other one?
Right.
Am I the other winner?
Of course. So, fair to say.
So the dude gets up from The Singers.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a thing, a tie.
Right.
But we're happy to be up here. First, I want to thank my parents.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're mad because you want to win by yourself.
Well,
you want to share it.
If you're the first one named, you feel like you're the one that was definitely going to win regardless. I think if you're the second person whose name is called, you're like, oh, thank goodness.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now you're relieved.
The second award that was given out was for two people exchanging saliva. And her response was a little bit different.
Lovely.
I believe this has only happened 3 times in history before, And we are so happy to be sharing this Oscar with the singers. We love all of our fellow nominees.
She had time to figure out what to say.
She Googled it.
Yeah, she was. And it's actually like, seventh time. It was the seventh
all right,
time.
Yeah, so check your chat bot because it didn't really know what it was talking about. But that was nice of her to say.
I'm going
to
be nice and I'm going to say we respect all our nominees. Not like the other guy that was like, I didn't know we could end a tie. This stinks.
Yeah, this is America. Tie sucks.
Yeah.
things that you can tie in. What do you think? Things that you can tie in.
Well, you know, I grew up playing soccer, and there's nothing sadder than when you finish a game and score 0-0.
That's about the biggest problem for me. It's one of the biggest problems I have. That and shin splints with soccer. I'm just, you know what? I mean, the fact that you can end in a tie feels so wrong to me. No sporting event should ever, ever end in a tie. I thought about this. I was like, maybe a race. Nope. Rejected that. Poker tournament. Nope. You have to agree to that. It's called a chop. I don't like that. Never played that way. Things that can end in a tie. Ready?
Yep.
Safety reports, product reviews, and Google reviews. That's basically it.
I mean, tie?
You can both have a 4.7 or a 4.9, or you can have 5 stars, or you can have 1 star.
True.
But other than that, like, if it's anything else that's competitive, the two of you need to get up, line up, and race again.
Yeah, and listen to this guy one more time.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm mad.
I'm so mad. It's going to be a petition.
You know what?
Sure.
Let's go to the parking lot, settle this on a soccer field, would we? All right.
Conan O'Brien hosted the super long Oscars last night. And he did, I think he did a great job.
It's not an easy job to do.
Certainly.
I am Conan O'Brien, and I'm honored to be the last human host of the Academy Awards. Next year, it's going to be a Waymo and a Tux. Mm-hmm. Security is extremely tight tonight. I'm told there's concerns about attacks from both the opera and ballet communities.
Yeah.
They're just mad you left out jazz.
So, if you missed the whole thing, Timothée Chalamet, who was nominated for Best Actor for Marty Supreme, which he did not win, he said in a podcast last week or so, for no reason whatsoever, he said that nobody really cares anymore about opera or ballet. That's why he became a actor.
Right.
People
didn't he go into it? He said they were dead arts.
Dead arts.
Dead arts, right.
And they came at him. Mm-hmm. Everybody came at him.
Yeah, all 8 of them. Yep.
Well, I mean...
And then their moms, and
everybody came at him.
Yeah.
Everybody in the arts.
People that you don't know, though.
In the, right. Well,
mostly.
New York City Ballet.
I don't really know them by name.
Well, in the biggest response, ballerina superstar Misty Copeland showed up on stage last night to perform for Best Original Song, I Lied to You from Sinners.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievably beautiful. And in his defense, he knew that when he said it, it was dumb. He apologized and he gave her a standing ovation, too. So that was good.
Well, he's a young guy.
Yeah.
Come on. He's going to run his mouth a little bit. No big deal.
I mean, he knew right away.
I like that he's honest enough, though, that he's going to make mistakes. That's fine. And he's obviously very talented.
Speaking of making mistakes, Conan O'Brien made a mistake when he didn't know he was live on air.
What?
I don't know what that was about. Get there. We're almost there. We're almost there. Almost there. Hey, Linda. Leon? You never know.
Good.
He was on the whole day. When I heard this, I was like, oh, this is like me.
Mm.
We're almost there. Almost there.
Talking himself. Oh,
talking
himself, Tom.
Myself. No. Yeah.
We're an hour and a half in. We're good.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
We're halfway through the show. We're almost there. We got this. It's going to be under control, right? It's almost there. Ironically enough, I was talking to yesterday, Raven and I were in a St. Patrick's Day parade. Mm-hmm. So we went to go talk to everybody that was hanging out at the bars before. And I asked the gentleman there about Conan O'Brien. And I want you to know that I made up this entire story. I just made it up. It's not true.
So about the Oscars, as you probably know, Conan O'Brien has vowed not to blink for the entire show. And if he succeeds, he's going to donate $6 million to that charity that's exploring safe makeup for dogs.
Okay.
Do you support the initiative for animals to wear makeup?
No, I do not.
Why?
We shouldn't test cosmetic products on animals.
No, it's not testing. They would wear it.
Oh, like wearing makeup?
Yeah.
It's a little silly for me.
Okay.
Right.
But if your dog wanted to wear lipstick, would you be cool with that?
I don't think Bubba would want to wear lipstick, but if he did, I guess so, you know?
Yeah.
That I want you to know that gentleman was there at like 11 a.m., and that's how he sounded the first time we talked to him. So we didn't do that to him. Right?
Do you support the initiative for animals to wear makeup?
Of course not. Of course not. And no testing and no none of those things. That gentleman was right on top of it.
If I want to wear rouge, why can't your dog?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's up to you. That's a choice. Not one that Bubba's going to make.
No.
Thank you very much.
You know when you run into an ex and it's super uncomfortable?
Yeah. Why are they, let's go over the reasons why it would be uncomfortable to run into your ex, right? Because if it's just like casual, if it's like, you know, it ran its course or whatever, it's no big deal then at that point.
Well, right. When you don't see somebody for a very, very long time.
Sure.
And, you know, when it ended and you went your separate ways, it wasn't the greatest of situations.
Yeah, that's what changes things.
Right, because it's nice to avoid somebody for the rest of your life.
Right, if you stop seeing me, you will never see me again.
I'll never see me again.
There was a girl that I broke up with that actually said those things.
Yes. And I like that.
That's the way you'd like to live.
But that's me. Like, I'm one of those people that if you wrong me,
yes,
or I feel like we have had something bad happen, mm-hmm, I am never going to forgive you, which I know is not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're supposed to forgive and forget. Sometimes I forgive a little bit, but I never forget, so I never truly forgive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
And if you know Anna, then you understand that that is a real thing. You know what? Sometimes, too, you have your own baggage in a relationship. And when you look at them, you know, it's a reflection of that. And you know, are reminded of that. So some people might not want to run into their ex because of that, too. And we grow.
So here's what happened. So over the weekend, we were working a St. Patrick's Day parade. And I see a group and I say, you know, and the guy I'm with, the street teamer who takes our pictures, is like, we need to take pictures. We have, mm-hmm, to take pictures. I'm, mm-hmm, like, okay. I'm like,
so
let me go ask.
Saddle up and, yeah, get close.
So I'm like, all right, let me go ask this nice group if I can take a picture with them, you know, all in our green and all that. And I go and there's like the group of parents and then there's the kids. Mm. So I say to the parents, I'm like, hi, excuse me. And he turns around and it was my ex from high school that cheated on me. And I haven't seen him since we were graduated high school.
And he's not alone.
No.
No.
No. He's standing there and he says, hi. And I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
And he introduces me to his daughter.
Yeah.
And his daughter is this beautiful young girl.
So you can't immediately say, hey, man.
Remember when you cheated on me?
Yeah, your dad is a cheating scum. She'd be like, what? Mommy, right. What's going on here? Right?
So I like stopped dead in my tracks.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And now this is a guy, and I'm not going to say his name or anything like that, because I've said it so much over the years that I'm starting to feel a little bit guilty. Because it's one thing when you can avoid a person for, like, you know, 20 years.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, if he never saw you again, that'd be one thing, except he's still living in a relatively close zip code.
Right.
And you keep airing him out, like, all the time.
Every time I talk about the time he cheated on me, I get 10 texts from my high school girlfriend giggling. And all of a sudden, I realize this is a man who has gone on to get married and have a beautiful family.
Could be a fine, upstanding individual at this point.
I still refer to him as the cheater from, yeah, when we were 15 or 16 years old. And he kissed that other blonde girl.
You know what? I feel a little bit bad, too, because I've piled it on over the years, yeah, early on and been
you
like,
agreed
do,
with
do,
me.
Right.
He's
do you
cheater.
Remember where he lives? Right. Let's go get him. I mean, I have said these things. But now, as you said, you know, he probably has a 7 or 8 year old daughter.
Yeah.
Beautiful little girl. I mean, he's clearly moved on with his life.
And let's hope he's a nice guy.
Let's hope he's making great choices. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
We're going to assume he does.
But I think the compromise at this point is we no longer say his name at the very least.
OK, so here's what we're going to do. Do I have to let it go? In my heart.
Yeah.
I guess. Do I?
No, yeah.
Well,
I mean, you don't have to let it go. You just can't tell people anymore.
Right.
That's the thing is, right? Because then you look petty.
This is the last time I'm going to talk about Craig the cheater.
Yeah, that's not his name.
It's not his name.
Rhymes with it, maybe.
Maybe.
Three letters.
This is it. Because I'm going to let it go. Because you make mistakes when you're 15, 16 years old.
Do you?
And you have to. I have to let it go.
All right.
But I think people have stories like this. If you ran into your ex, what was it like? What happened? And how did you behave? Because I was like a deer in headlights. I was like, ah! I just wanted to turn around and run away like I was 7.
Cheater!
All
cheater!
1-800-330-9999. What happened the last time you ran into your ex?
It's a funny thing when you run into an ex, Anna, because there's a lot of different variables, right? Like, if you don't feel like you're at your best, then you've got to consider all the different dynamics of it. But if you feel like you're on top of your game, you're looking good, you're feeling good, what a feeling that is. You're like, yeah, I let them know.
So I ran into an ex that I haven't seen in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when we broke up, he cheated on me. You know, we were in high school. We were 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And that was it. and I always talk about him being the cheater, and I ran into him with his lovely family, and I felt like, when am I finally going to let this go?
I'm going to tell you that you can't feel all that bad, because what joy is there in having a radio show if you can't slag those that have hurt you?
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. But I think we've all been in that situation. You don't expect to see them. You turn around, and there they are. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Nick?
Well, I was with my new girlfriend, and we were in the same subway car, and we walked into the subway car that she was in, and my ex and my current girlfriend were dressed exactly the same, like coordinated outfit type of the same. Like it was crazy.
Do you have a specific type? That's weird.
I didn't realize it until that moment.
Right. And then you think back and you're like, wait a minute. Okay. There's a thing there.
Yeah, but the fact that you're wearing the same outfit is odd.
Yeah, that is odd.
Yeah.
I'd be like, the two of you are in hijinks. Did you plan this? You put this together? That would creep me out.
The only time I feel like that really happens is, you know, you're dressed similarly. Mm-hmm. Or prom. You show up to prom and somebody's got the same dress as
right.
you. You know, because you all shop at the same stores.
Yeah, but, you know, how many jeans and sweater combinations can any person have? Any one neighborhood anyways, right? Apparently not too many.
Tina, how about you? What happened when you ran into your ex?
Ran into my ex at Target. We both actually was in the same aisle. We just acted like we were on an important phone call. Neither one of us was on the phone. We just didn't want to talk to each other. So.
Was it a bad breakup?
Yeah. It was pretty bad on his part.
It's even weirder when you're one-on-one, because now it's just yourself by yourself. Like, do you even acknowledge the person? Do you come up with an excuse? Do you pretend to be on the phone? Do you pretend not to see them? Like, what do you do?
I can remember seeing somebody at a store, similar situation. I was with Alicia now, and it was somebody that I knew from high school, not even in my 20s or whatever, but somebody from high school. And she was there, and she had at least one child with her. And I don't know what the circumstances were. I think we were probably selecting paint or something like that. But you know, you can never get out of the paint store without having some sort of disagreement or an argument. And I saw this person, and I just acted like I didn't see them, because I didn't want to catch that up and be like, oh, yes, here's somebody I dated when I was 15. And then have to hear about that when I was also already bickering about matte finish versus eggshell.
Okay, I could see where that would be a lot.
It was going to be too much. And to be fair, we were in painting gear, so I didn't look good. It was not like, hey, check me out.
I do a new thing now. It's not a new thing, but I always think it's weird when people see you and then they saw you.
Yes.
And then they pretend like they didn't.
Yes.
So if I see somebody,
and you know they saw you,
I make it a point. Even if it's just a, hey, how are you? I will always make it a point to say hello. Even if I have to like go out of my way.
It's bold.
Because otherwise, what happens? They go behind your back and they're like, oh, she saw me and she ignored me. And like, I don't care. It has nothing to do with anything.
This is maybe the boldest Anna Zapp I've ever witnessed.
It's true.
Bold.
I say hi to everybody now. If you see me and you lock eyes with me, I'm going to smile and say hello. You heard it here first. 1-800-330-9999. You ran into an ex. What happened? Last time you ran into an ex, was it awkward? Was it normal? How did you behave? I ran into an ex that I talk about all the time on the air because he cheated on me when we were 15 years old.
Mm.
And then I felt bad because he's like a grown man with a family.
You know, here's the thing. Sometimes you make bad decisions, Anna, and guess what? You got to live with them for the rest of your life. All right. He was 15, a freshman. It doesn't matter.
I have to let it go. I have to let it go at this point and not talk about it anymore.
I mean, you're a grown person. When you run into an ex sometimes, like if you're in your 20s and it was somebody that wronged you like that in high school, there could have been a brawl after that, all right? This is pretty tame.
What happened when you ran into your ex? 1-800-330-9999. Andrew.
Yeah, I dated this woman about 5 years ago. We dated for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great relationship, I thought. It had some, you know, issues here and there. She had 3 kids. I had 2. Everyone seemed to get along, but it didn't work out. Don't know why it didn't work out still, but anyway.
Okay.
But I run into her all the time. We live in the same town, and I, like, bump into her. I don't see her. Like, I'll see her, like, you know, in a store or whatever. And I always have a sense when she's around before I see her. I can just, like, a spidey sense. It's really weird. I can sense her.
Right.
Anyway, so I was in a liquor store, and I sensed something. I turned around, and she was right there. And so I looked at her. She looked at me. I had so many things to say. And all I said was, hi, how are you? She said, fine. And I turned around and walked away.
So wait a minute. So you've never even, like, after all this time, you still don't know why it fell apart?
Not really, no. She just said it's not working. But I kept saying, what's not working? What can we do? Let's fix it. And I had so many questions to ask her.
Yeah.
And I was, like, angry. I was hurt. It still hurts. But I just looked at her and I just turned away.
Now, don't you wish you just never saw her again? Wouldn't that make your life so much easier?
I mean, the wondering is the hard part.
Right. It would.
Yeah.
It's like a Band-Aid. I see her, like the other day she cut me off in her car.
Oh,
I like, looked up and it was her. Like, I think she did.
Can't drive
accident.
Either.
I mean, it was accidental. Yeah. No, she can't drive.
He's mad about it.
Yeah. I had a feeling.
I mean, it'd be one thing.
He came flying out of a corner. You know,
you're going to have to move.
Miserable. Believe me, I'm on it.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if she immediately like started dating somebody that was your exact opposite, right? Like if you're a brunette, she's all of a sudden dating Brad Pitt. Right. Something like, you know what I mean? Like there'd be something that would, you know, trigger you. But if there's no answers like that, the wondering is the hard part. And she can't drive.
Exactly.
Get out of my way.
It's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my story. So, yeah, it's miserable. Got to move. Got to find a new town.
That's the only way.
You sharing, man.
Yeah.
See you, bro.
Bye. Nathan, you ran into your ex. What happened?
So this is a fun one. Turns out she had a kid with the person she cheated on me with.
Oh.
Well,
I mean, at least she left you for somebody that she liked more that she was having a baby with.
You don't have to say it that way.
Well,
we've been over this.
Well, wouldn't you? Doesn't that make you feel better?
It did. It did. Because I realized that when I saw her with the kid, I realized I dodged a bullet because I don't want kids.
I mean, let's not call it that, but it's just right. Your values changed. The things that you both got out of life were different. Not you didn't want that child or whatever or blah, blah, blah. I mean, obviously she found fulfillment in something else, but it is the policy of this program that if you cheat with somebody else but then marry them, you're forgiven at that point because then it's that arguable line of, was that the one that was meant to be?
Right.
So, you
sometimes,
know,
like, you're just not the one that's meant to be for that person. And if something happened and the relationship ended because of another person and they end up with that other person, well, then clearly they made a decision that was hard for them, but right for them.
Yeah.
And then I think it's okay.
It's the Leanne Rimes clause. Dodge the bullet is okay when you talk about, like, a marriage or a divorce, but not when you talk about a kid.
Right. No, exactly.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. We're bringing back books. We're going to do it. All right. So here's the thing. If you have a child that's Generation Alpha, that's between very young and 13 years old.
Okay.
Their brains are different and broken now because of iPads and screens.
I don't like the way you use the word broken, but definitely they are developing differently. And there are some things to be cautious about here. We just don't know how it's going to work out.
And I am guilty. I am so guilty of this. My daughter and her iPad, we're like enemies, me and that iPad, because it constantly has her attention. She always wants to be on it. I put all the security measures in place, and somehow she can get around it. She figures out the code. I change the code. It is a never-ending cycle. So when it broke the other day, I was like, I'm going to get rid of it. And then I realized, well, that's not realistic, right? So we talked about it.
So Dakota, we recently had to buy you a new iPad because the old iPad broke, and I wanted to talk to you about how much I hate it.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? How you hate it?
How you're always on it. Don't you think you spend too much time on the iPad?
No, I don't think I spend any time on the iPad.
Liar.
She's like,
how come
it's in her hand.
Crazy when you finish the iPad. I read an article that says that it's destroying your brains.
That's because it makes your brain go away.
Yeah, do you feel like your brain's going away because of the iPad?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, like,
okay.
She'll admit it that sometimes I'm talking to her when she's on that thing, and it's she can't hear me. She is zoned in on whatever she's watching. And this article said how you have to treat the kids differently when they get off their screens. You're supposed to whisper.
Yeah.
You can't yell. It says that they have to have another activity immediately lined up so they can transition from one thing to the other. And they encourage stretching and yoga. And I said, what?
What's happening here? You know, it's funny. My daughter-in-law has been talking to me a whole lot about like certain shows that Jaden watches. And she says like this show creates ADHD. She like believes it. And she's like, I don't want him watching this show. I don't want him watching this movie, these characters. It brings out different traits in his personality. And I believe some of that.
100%.
It's moving too quickly now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I ask her, I'm like, if you know it's bad for you, then why are you addicted?
Mm.
Then why do you keep playing with it?
Because I really love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was thinking about it. What if you started reading more books? Like, we read every night, but what if when you want to go for the iPad, you go for a book instead?
That's your decision, not mine.
Excuse me?
Wow.
Right.
I mean, she's pretty articulate for a 7-year-old.
That's your decision, not mine.
When she goes to make a counter argument, a rebuttal here, like, she's kind of got her stuff in line. Wow.
And I'll take responsibility, because And if you're a parent, if you're stronger than me, all the power to you.
No, everybody finds yourself in the moment. I know what you're going to say. Yeah. Say it.
You know, it's like you feel like you just give in. You're busy. You got to finish this work thing. You got to do this. You got to do that.
And it's dinner time. It's this. It's that. And you just need them to be calm for 15, 20 minutes. You have to give up that.
But it's time to do something about it.
Then I have to read a book.
So what books do you like? What are your favorite books?
Scaredy Squirrel.
Scaredy Squirrel? What's that about?
A squirrel who's scared of mostly everything, but it's really creative. Why don't we look for a different book, like Piggy and Gerald? I love those.
Yeah, but Piggy and Gerald is for smaller kids. You already have read all of those. Let's look for a different book that, you know, you like things that are a little bit crazy, so we'll find one that's a little bit crazy, just like all the YouTube videos you watch. How about that?
Okay, a little strange, but okay. We should get me some chapter books so I can read, like, a chapter.
Yeah, we're gonna bring it back, girl. We're gonna bring it back. Chapter books are back. Mm-hmm. Woo! Thriller chapter books for 7-year-olds. You wait, mommy's on a mission. We're gonna find it. We're doing this. Where I am going to break this iPad habit, and if you have this problem in your house, I encourage you to do it too. We're gonna try to find adventure, but if you have a suggestion for an adventure book, can you text me at 1-800-330-9999? Let's see if we could actually make this work. The three things you need to know about the Oscars that happened last night. Number one, it was very long and Conan O'Brien hosted it. He did a pretty good job. That's number one.
Okay.
Yep. Number two, one battle after another was the big winner of the night. And number three, what you'll probably be hearing a lot about today was the tributes. There was a beautiful tribute to Robert Redford from Barbara Streisand. And she sang,
"The way we were."
She retired from singing in 2019, so it was really nice to see her up there singing again. You know, it's been a long time.
Sure.
Also, Billy Crystal was joined on stage by a ton of actors for a tribute for Rob Reiner.
And for us, who had the privilege of working with and knowing him and loving him, all we can say is, buddy, what fun we had storming the castle. Hmm.
So that was all the stuff
nice
that
tribute.
Actually did happen. Yeah.
Yeah. It was. Michael B. Jordan also won Best Actor.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's great. He actually beat Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo always loses.
That's true.
That's just fine. The way. Yeah. You can kind of set your watch to that
right.
Now.
Yep. So what we thought we would have some fun doing is we would just make up wild things about the Oscars that were not true.
Yeah.
And talk to people yesterday at a St. Patrick's Day parade at the bar.
Nobody's watching anyway.
So Leonardo DiCaprio said that he slept outside on a pile of leaves and let slugs crawl over his face during his role in One Battle After Another. He says that because of that, he should automatically qualify to win the Oscar awards. Have you ever had anything crawl on your face?
No.
If you would like something to crawl on your face, a slug or an animal, what would you choose for it to be?
Rabbit.
Why a rabbit? Their poop is very small and hard.
Wow.
Yeah. Harmless. Rabbit's harmless.
It's not going to bite him.
Well,
I suppose. You know what? Yeah. I mean, I did see actually there was this cartoon back in the day. I'm not sure if you remember, but these rabbits were very violent. Okay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't great. I didn't enjoy it. Stuck with me for a long time. Very traumatizing.
It's funny how One Battle After Another won everything and still Leo couldn't win.
Yeah. But you know something? Michael B. Jordan was absolutely
phenomenal.
Lights up. As
yeah.
Smoke and as Stack.
It's
what
true.
A great movie.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Lights Out and that and Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan plays his own twin in the movie Sinners, and there's rumors that it wasn't really him. It was AI generated and holograms. Do you think holograms should be allowed to win the Oscars?
I don't think so. Because everything has to do with AI. It's like having like a talent, I would say. And then if it's made by like artificially, I don't think it's a talent in there.
Thank you so much.
Did he understand the question?
I don't think I understood the response, but I was just like, thank you. That was
good.
Enlightening.
Yeah, I liked
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Definitely made the show.
One more.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard about this, but Kate Hudson refused to film her movie Song Sung Blue during Mercury retrograde because she thought it would be bad luck. And now she has an Oscar nomination. Do you think that we should all go in lockdown during Mercury retrograde?
Yes.
So if we were to go on lockdown during that period, what would you do in your home?
I'd hang out with my wife.
Oh, that's so nice. What's your name?
Ilona.
And if you were in lockdown during Mercury retrograde, what would you guys do to celebrate?
Hey, we will be watching lots of good shows.
What show would you watch?
The Pit, my favorite.
The Pit. The Pit.
I was like, oh, I have friends that honestly believe they shouldn't leave the house during Mercury retrograde, which we're in right now, FYI. Do you ever pretend to like something, even if you don't, because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings?
I think that I should just make a statement here.
Okay.
And just say that that's life.
Oh.
Isn't that life? Isn't that part of life? If you're an agreeable person, is compromising and making sure that people around you feel good too. That's sharing the ball right there. That's life.
Producer Sophia. Sophia, I don't know if you're going to like what you're about to hear. Do you trust us?
I do. I trust you guys.
Do you trust us to always tell you the truth and everything?
I hope so.
Okay.
I think.
So Raven lied to you.
I mean,
he 100% lied to your face. Now, do you remember on Friday, mm-hmm. you came in and you had something special that you had to go out of your way to get? What did you go get?
An iced matcha latte.
Now, you got that for Raven. Why?
Because I thought he would like it and I wanted him to try it.
Okay. And the reasons you want me to try it are...
Because it's healthy.
Right.
And he's looking for those that kind of help.
I mean, that's thoughtful. That's nice, right? So, she's nice.
Yeah. So I sat, you know, so Raven and I sit in our studio and Sophia has her own studio and mm-hmm. she came in and she handed it to him. And what was his reaction, Sophia?
When he saw or when he tried it?
When he tried it.
He seemed a little hesitant, but I think he liked it. I mean, I was happy to see that he wasn't disgusted by it.
Correct.
I mean, it's green. So let's get to that part real quick. Right, if you're not familiar with what it is, it's green. And I asked, of course, what it looked like before. And her answer was grass.
Yeah.
That was really, you know, she was like, I was like, what does it taste like? She's like, kind of like grass.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Matcha. You're going to love matcha.
Yeah.
Right.
So Sophia gives him the drink. Mm-hmm. He says he likes it. Mm-hmm. Sophia, you turn around and walk out of here. And I have my head in my computer. And all of a sudden he goes,
it wasn't that strong.
It's disgusting. It tastes like I'm drinking the earth.
It wasn't really that strong.
This is what he said. It tastes like I'm drinking the earth. That's what he said.
I was concerned that I might have grass in my teeth.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was a little.
How do you feel about that, Sophia? That he 100% lied to you about what he thought.
I'm disappointed. I mean, obviously, I wanted him to like it.
Thanks.
But I appreciate that he put on a fake face to make me happy.
See that? She appreciated that I put on the face and said, you know what? Thank you for thinking of me and hoping that I don't die.
Right.
Giving me a healthy alternative.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm giving Raven a hard time, but it was so funny.
It's kind of like what we exist for.
Yeah, exactly. But it was so hilarious to me because he had like a smile on his face. He's like, thanks, Sophia. The door didn't even close. I said maybe that's not for me.
Yeah. I was like, I was kind of like,
Oh my god,
my taste buds were just kicking in.
So here's what I think is that I think that we all do this. We all pretend to like things for people because we love them and we want them to feel like, that's cool. Yeah, no, we like that too.
So nice of you.
My husband absolutely loves to ski. I don't know how to ski. I've tried a million times. I detest everything about it. I don't like to be cold. I think it's dangerous. And my legs don't know how to do that
really
stuff.
Really good at the lodge, though. You're really, really good at the lodge. When, don't sell yourself short.
No, if I have all to sit at a bar, at a pre-ski. That's
you can do it.
That, I holla at your girl. That is me.
Olympic medalist.
This was the first year I said to him, I'm not coming. I'm not doing this anymore. You can't make me go, and I'm not going to. And it was like, it was a relief for me to be able to say that. But how about you? Have you ever done that? Have you flat out lied that you liked something, even though you didn't? And you did it just to protect the person's feelings so they didn't feel bad? 1-800-330-9999. You ever pretend to like something, even if you don't, because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings?
I feel like we do that countless times every single day. Everybody does that.
Yeah. Raven pretended to like matcha so he wouldn't hurt producer Sophia's feelings because she went out of her way to buy it for him.
I mean, I'm just going to say that anything you're drinking that's green, you don't have to pretend you like it because somebody says it's healthy.
Right. But you pretended to make her feel good.
All right.
What do you pretend to like? 1-800-330-9999. No judgment here.
I think generally it could be like movies or TV shows. I definitely sat through a few awkward series that I just am. Bridgerton is one, at least for me, that I have not found any interest in myself, but it's fun to watch my friends enjoy it. So I guess I'm there for their company, not necessarily for whatever we're watching.
I just can't do it. I just, whatever it is, my wife loves Bridgerton, and she wants me to like it and watch it with her so much. It's so romantic, and it's so nice, and all this stuff, and I just can't even, I walk through the room, and it makes me want to physically say something and act out, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just the old English is so over the top and nonsense, and everybody is so in love.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, somebody turns around and eyes meet, and oh my gosh. And how many times do I have to hear a Sabrina Carpenter or a Katy Perry or whatever song played on violins? All right? Like, just get...
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
But you don't pretend to like it. You tell her straight
up. No.
It's like when she made you start watching The Bachelor, except you fell in love and now you're a Bachelor super fan.
I do love The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I do.
Tina, what do you pretend to like so you don't hurt somebody's feelings?
I have a girlfriend who does not have a clue as to how to do her own hair. And she refuses to go pay someone to do it. So she just always looks a mess, like a mess. Like, it looks like it smells bad. It looks like I could never run a comb through it, even if I tried. It's just nasty. But she's always like, girl, I did my blowout last night. Or, you know, I did a twist and curl. What do you think? And I'm just like, girl, you are killing it. Half of it is spiteful, I have to admit. Like, she looks ridiculous, but she won't take any advice, so... I just pump her up like, girl, you look amazing.
Right, like at some point, you just gotta let go.
You gotta be honest with your friends, though. Like, I ask my friends, I'm like, are my roots too bad? Are my roots too bad? Can I wait another couple weeks? And I rely on them to tell me the truth.
Yeah, when you tell somebody over and over again something that they have to take care of or deal with and they don't, like, I see a lot of friendships go by the wayside because of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's your honest opinion and you're like, I'm trying to be real with you for your own good or whatever. It's not judgment. It's, you know, you're looking out for them. And if they're not going to take that advice and help themselves out, it becomes frustrating because you can't help them.
Patricia, what do you like so you don't hurt somebody else's feelings?
When people call me Pat or Patty, I'll pretend to like it, even though I can't stand it.
You know what? If it's somebody important, I guess I might tolerate it for a minute, or if I don't have the energy to explain. But I think over time, there'd be days that I'd be like, nope. Not today, Satan. Today it's Patricia.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I don't like Pat or Patty because I had a principal called Sister Pat that called me a ragamuffin.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow. That's weird.
There's levels to this.
That's
right?
A ragamuffin.
Yeah.
That's a ragamuffin.
So I like Trish or Trisha. She's like 200 years old. She certainly looked it.
Raven, during Can't Beat Raven, it's this trivia game that we play every day. Somebody will call and it'll say their name is Christopher. And Raven will immediately call them Chris. And I say, what if they don't want to be called Chris?
Or Chrissy or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
he just makes up a name for them. Like, it gives them a nickname.
Yeah, no, it's a tactic. It just throws people off.
A ragamuffin can be known as a breed of cat known for very fluffy fur. Or a ragamuffin can also mean somebody that's messy or dirty. That's not nice.
No.
No.
You know what? Sister Pat, we'll see you again. Probably right. Not. She's probably gone now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Sorry.
You know. But Sister Pat, we know you weren't all good. I'll tell you that.
Nope. One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. The Couples Court is powered by Progressive Commercial Insurance. It can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. Joining us is Sandra and Dennis. Sandra, what's going on?
I found out for the last 3 years, my husband has been sending his sister money every month. I'm not happy about this. Like, he's sending her $200 a month. We have to budget. We have children of our own. And I just don't think he should be supplementing his sister unless he's really wealthy.
I mean,
you know, if he's really wealthy, you're married to him, right?
Yeah, really?
He's not.
Wealthy.
That's my point.
Okay. Dennis, what's your side of this? What's happening?
I mean, I know my sister, you know, she struggles with handling her money, and I think just at the end of the day, like, she's my sister, and I think, you know, I could have been a bit more upfront, but you know, I didn't want to say anything at first because I didn't want to cause, like, any stress or anything, and she said, you know, she'll pay me back. She's family, and, you know, I think you would want to do the same for your sister, and you would want our kids to do the same for each other, you know, it's just...
No, you're enabling her.
How long has this been going on?
3 years.
Dennis, you've been doing this for 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have the two of you been together?
5 years.
Okay. So, I mean,
we've been married for 5 years. We've been together for seven.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not to get all in your business here, Dennis, but we're kind of in your business. Mm-hmm. So your sister does not have a partner of her own. You mentioned she has kids. So this is something you're doing to help her supplement her bills? Yeah. Or what is this? Paying off
with
debt?
Yeah. Just everyday, you know, living, groceries. Like, mm-hmm. it's going, you know,
to a good place. Yeah.
To her everyday life. Like, I'm not sure what you would rather me to do, just let her starve a bit? Like,
she's not going to starve. She needs to manage her money better.
She is working on it. Trust me. She's working on it.
I don't trust you. You've been secretly doing this for 3 years.
Well, you know what, Sandra? You bring up a good point, and that's what I want to know. Is like, Dennis, if you're just trying to help your sister out, Sandra, do you sound a little bit callous? Sure, of course. I mean, clearly his sister needs the help. But why didn't you tell your wife that you were doing this for so long? This wasn't a couple months. This wasn't a help out, a one-time situation. This has been going on for years.
I do recognize that, you know, I should have said something earlier. But the only reason I didn't say anything is because I knew that, you know, you would be against it. And, you know, we've had issues, you know, with our families before. And I was just trying to keep the peace. So that I wasn't trying to do anything malice.
It's a tough spot to be in, right? Like when there's resentments or whatever, or history in family. And yet you, I mean, if I thought that, you know, somebody in my family was struggling to that regard, that kind of financial pressure, I would want to help them too. And I don't know if I'd be able to kind of sleep at night if I wasn't doing that. That's a tough thing. On the other hand, I'm sure, like you mentioned, Sandra, there's bills for you guys every day too. If we're talking about 3 years at $200 a month, we're talking about $3,600 bucks over 3 years. It's really not a lot of money. I'm guessing that the heat is on in your house, that you guys are not having problems like that.
I mean, the heat is on.
We're fine for the most part, and she's not fine, you know.
Is it bad decisions or the lack of another worker in that household?
Bad decisions.
No. Yeah, it is a bit of both.
Okay, so pretty simple question here. Do you continue to assist your sister financially moving forward at $200 a month? Or is Sandra right? You've got way better uses for your money. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
You found out that your husband had been secretly sending his sister $200 a month for the last 3 years or so. Mm. Would you have a problem with that? Because Sandra does.
Yeah.
She says, how did you not tell me that? We have our own financial struggles and you're supporting your sister?
Dennis just says, listen, my sister's got no partner, right? It's just her and her kids, and I'm just trying to help out. It's not a big deal. I mean, we didn't really miss the cash or anything like that. Yeah, he keeps in mind that his sister makes some bad decisions, but he's not there for the judgment. He's just there to help because he can.
Right, but she says that, one, he's enabling her, and two, he lied to her. He lied to her and did it without telling her.
Mm.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Dina.
I think I'm on his side. I mean, it's a sticky situation, but family does come first. And if it's been 3 years and she hasn't noticed, then they're clearly doing okay.
Right. She didn't notice until the third year.
I wouldn't notice either.
See?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. If you found out that your husband had been secretly sending his sister $200 a month for the last 3 years to help her out financially, but kept it from you, would you have a problem with that? The Couples Court verdict is powered by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams spring sale and get 35% off paints and stains now through the 23rd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sandra and Dennis find themselves in a sticky situation here. Dennis has been sending money, supplementing his sister's income for the last 3 years, which adds up to quite a bit of cash. It feels like, you know, listen, if you can't trust somebody with your money, like, that's a tough position to be in, right? Especially if you're counting every single dollar. That makes sense. And when you're looking at the total over 3 years, you say, wow, we could use that money somewhere else. But $200 a month, does that make a difference?
Well, to me, it's more a matter of why did you keep it from her? It's your wife.
Mm.
But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Kathy?
I'm actually on the wife's side, and your math is wrong, Raven. It's $7,200, 200 times 36.
Right, yeah. You know what? You are correct.
Right, yeah. We're not math teachers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to keep to hide from your spouse. That's a problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
You got to keep that communication open.
I agree. Thanks, Kathy.
It is a lot. You know what? When I'm looking at a higher total, it is a different situation.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
It's Jen. I'm on her side because if something happens in their family and they can't afford to do it, then what's going to happen? And his sister's going to not be able to eat or not have a place to live. Yeah. So I think that he needs to just cut her off after 3 years if she can't get her finances straight.
You know, it's definitely, it makes a lot of sense to say, you know, we need to plan for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that a lot of us, we don't actually plan for a rainy day regardless. So if that money's back in our pocket, we're just spending it somewhere else.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I am on the wife's side. I think that being that secretive, that's very shady. It's not fair to her. It just shows her that he doesn't trust his wife. Like to share that with her, and that's her money too. It's completely unfair to her, and it's just wrong.
No, it's a matter if he doesn't trust. I think it's a matter that he's afraid.
Well, he's afraid to ask her, right? He doesn't trust her with that information, maybe. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side. To me, that's like an infidelity and not love, but money. You don't do that. You need communication. You need to be honest. That's awful.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sandra, our audience agreed with you today. It's wrong, Dennis, that you're in a marriage and you weren't telling your wife that this money was going to your sister the whole time. And Sandra has valid points. Your sister's been making bad decisions and what you're doing isn't helping her. It's inhibiting her.
Yeah, I'm glad the audience saw that. Like, this is ridiculous. 3 years is a long time.
It is a long time. I don't know that I agree with every bit of this argument, but, you know, in the end, obviously, it may pan out to be better or worse, and only time is going to tell, and the voters agree with you on that, Sandra. Dennis, I don't know how you're going to have this conversation with your sister. I would maybe call your parents if they're around.
Yeah, for sure. I hear you, and I do want to make sure, you know, I'm not enabling her or making her reliant, so I'll get more family involved, for sure.
It's a good idea. Sometimes some people do need help. That's the truth.
If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $900 thanks to 5-Hour Energy. 5-Hour Energy has another delicious flavor, Fruity Rainbow. Sweet, fun, and full of energy. Buy Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy shots online at Amazon or use my code Anna at 5hourenergy.com. Hey, Tracy, you ready to play today?
I sure am.
All right, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck. $900. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
These might be easy today, Tracy. I need you to get them all, okay? Sound good?
Okay, I'm going to try my best.
I think it's going to come down to number 3, but let's see. All right, I'm going to ask you these 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1. The studio behind Yellowstone and Landman teamed up with Universal to adapt Bunny XO's new memoir for the big screen. Bunny XO is married to what artist?
Jelly Roll.
Number 2, a Pink Floyd guitar just sold for a record $14.5 million. The guitar was used in the recording of the album Dark Side of the What?
Moon.
Number 3, one battle after another was the big winner last night at the Oscars, including Best Director, Best Picture, and Sean Penn won for Best Supporting Actor, but he didn't show up. Who accepted the award for him? That's time. Number 4, Sarah Michelle Gellar announced over the weekend that Hulu has scrapped the reboot where she plays a vampire. What's that show called?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And number 5, this year's Razzie Awards winners include Ice Cube and his War of the Worlds remake. And what live-action Disney movie that features 7 dwarves?
Snow White.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven! No! Raven.
Go.
4 out of 5 for Tracy.
Okay, not bad at all. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, the studio behind Yellowstone and Landman teamed up with Universal to adapt Bunny XO's new memoir for the big screen. Bunny XO is married to what artist?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, a Pink Floyd guitar just sold for a record $14.5 million.
Yeah.
The guitar was used in the recording of the album Dark Side of the What?
Dark Side of the Moon.
Correct.
David Gilmour's guitar, not Roger Waters.
Number 3, one battle after another was a big winner last night at the Oscars, including Best Director, Best Picture, and Sean Penn won for Best Supporting Actor, but he didn't show up. Who accepted the award for him?
Kieran Culkin.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think you would know that.
Yeah, no. He got up there and he said, Sean Ben couldn't be here or just didn't want to be.
Right. And I'm going to go with the latter on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right. A lot of people there were probably cool with him not showing up, too.
Do you know that there's 20 rules to go to the Oscars? There's like a million rules about what you can wear, what you can do, what you can say, all that. So
I think what you will about Sean Penn, he's enormously talented. It's just sometimes when he opens his mouth, he drives me insane.
He plays by his own rules. Number four, Sarah Michelle Gellar announced over the weekend that Hulu has scrapped the reboot where she plays a vampire. What's that show called?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And number five, this year's Razzie winners include Ice Cube for his War of the World remake and what live-action Disney movie that features seven dwarves?
That was Snow White.
That's right. I'm sorry, Tracy. 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Ann and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you so much, guys. This is Tracy, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. We did it. $1,000 tomorrow, Anna.